Downtown Marquette, Michigan stands in stark contrast to Berrigo. Marquette is thriving. Washington Street comes to life when the sun rises over Lake Superior. This is what downtowns are supposed to look like. Small independent businesses selling everything from bingo supplies to wedding dresses. They're not open yet, but Baby Cakes Muffin Company is already crowded with locals and some tourists. The outdoor tables are taken, so are many inside the small storefront. Charlie Hallsworth is behind the counter to take my order.
This is iced vanilla latte.
Iced vanilla latte, black coffee, and two blueberry muffins. By now, a table outside has opened up, and we linger over breakfast. And don't expect to hear hubbub and music from a block away. We go around the corner to investigate and run smack dab into the Saturday morning farmers market. It's in the community square, where members of the Copeman Band are tuning up. The band serenades both consumers and purveyors of what is a plentiful harvest of fruits and vegetables. Tented tables offer a cornucopia of homemade fudge, cheese, meats, and breads.
Okay, I got some eggs. Go hurry up.
We snake our way through the crowd to walk to South Front Street for our appointment at Getz's Clothiers. The solid frontier architecture outside is intact. Inside, customers are being served. John Spigarelli is vice president of marketing for Getz. He's a Upper native and has been working here for 10 years.
The original store was founded in this local area in the late 1800s. The current owner's great-great-grandfather started this operation, and he brought a very needed source of workwear and work clothing to the area's laborers. You know, the timber industry, the mining industry. He had a horse and cart, and he went all over the place and provided these products to people, and it's a great story.
What do people buy?
Summertime is very different than wintertime. You know, our summertime months, a lot of tourism, a lot of people enjoying the outdoors. So it's your standard mix of shorts and tees. But the wintertime is where we really excel because, thankfully, Mother Nature helps us out greatly here. But our outerwear business is unbelievable.
The shelves in the hangars are full of new winter stuff, very fashionable flannel shirts, fleece parkas, jeans, and overalls. Soft gloves and hats compete for space with scarves and sweaters. The selection is varied in both price and design.
Okay, and there's your change. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the rest.
You can walk down the main street of many cities in the United States, and you won't see any family-owned or independently-owned businesses. And in fact, in so many cities where the commerce has moved out to the highway and the big box stores, it's rare to see a department store in business in a small town. How do you account for Getz's survival?
A lot of loyalty from our local customers. You know, our community is not large. We're very proud of this. We have a lot of our community members do shop here and shop locally. We really treat people like their family when they come in. You know, they're going to get a hey, good morning, and be very welcomed in this store. And that has been our real cornerstone of making this business great.
It's one thing to make a business great. It's another to maintain it and sustain it. 20% of Getz's business is walk-in traffic. The other 80% is online.
Now, with the internet, we are right back in the premium workwear marketplace, you know, providing and outfitting blue-collar America, working America, with products that really, you know, it is clothing, but it really is a tool for them. I mean, it's something they need every day to work.
And unconventionally, the warehouse is on the top floor.
The top floor of the downtown Marquette department store is busy with workers packing boxes, mostly from internet orders, and getting them ready to ship around the country. The brain behind Getz's.com is one floor below.
There we go.
It's a rickety old elevator ride down to a small warren of rooms with computers. Jamie Waters and Carrie Roy sit in their cubicles, answering shoppers' questions and processing internet orders.
Just wouldn't have all the items from our website.
Getz Clothiers went online in 1997. At first, they sold to neighboring counties and states. Soon, orders were coming in from both coasts. The thick blue internet cables wind like renegade vines up the wall next to John Spigarelli's desk, evidence of the scope of Getz's web business.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
So essentially, the internet has pretty much saved Getz's department store.
Yes. Getz's department store would be around without the internet, but it wouldn't be as vast as it is now.
Have you seen the effects of the recession on your business?
In some cases, particularly anything that we had done that was fringe, very high-end product. But we've also seen a growth in the business of products that are of value, products that are durable, products that stand for quality.
It's rare that I get to talk to a department store manager wearing flip-flops and shorts.
Yes, it's casual Saturday, but it's a testament to, you know, our type of business. We're a very laid-back, friendly organization, and it's a great atmosphere to work in.
And a laid-back, friendly place to shop.
Beautiful weather.
Yeah, prime time in the UP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you are, sir. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.